Classic Hits K-Wing 106. It is time to be joined in the studio by Mike Arturi. He is the drummer of Love and Spoonful, and also you are the executive director of the Universal Music Center. So with the COVID-19 that is going on, lots of places are shutting down, taking extra precautions to help deteriorate the spread of these germs. Mm-hmm. And I know you're taking steps at Universal Music Center as well.
Yes, we are. I'm actually the founder of Universal Music Center well. So in that capacity, you know, I've had the, you know, it's been a unique position, you know, to take a look at what everything that's going on and, you know, and try and be respectful of everyone's opinion on, you know, where they should be and how they should be. I have instructors that are nervous about coming out, you know, and being exposed to other people. We haven't had too many students, you know, canceled because of this. We have had cancellations, and I do expect that it might increase, you know, as the upcoming weeks come in. So what we're doing is, you know, I personally, as the founder and executive director, I'm cleaning that place like mad, you know. I mean, I have disinfectant that I'm wiping every single surface, you know, tabletops, furniture, naturally all the instruments, you know, anything that that anybody touches, guitar strings, the backs of the necks of the guitars, the bodies of the guitars, drumsticks, you know, drum heads, keyboards, you know, the keys on pianos, mm-hmm. and so forth, music stands, everything, you know. So it's quite an endeavor, you know, to clean all this stuff. But we have private one-on-one lessons, and we rarely have more than seven people in the building at a time. So I can control that environment. You know, all the instructors, I got everybody disinfectant wipes and hand sanitizer. And, you know, so everyone is being extra diligent, you know, about keeping the place sanitized. But in addition to that, starting on Monday, I'm going to offer an online lesson option temporarily, you know, while this is going on. So if anyone is uncomfortable about coming in, they can receive their lessons online. And beyond that, I don't know what else to do, you know.
Well, we're just taking it one day at a time, really, is what's going on. And we want to talk a little bit about people that perform for a living, like yours truly, and venues getting shut down, which means shows are getting canceled.
Yeah.
And what would be a good use of time for these musicians if they don't have opportunities to go out and play? What would you tell them to do while these venues are shut down?
Well, typically any professional musician has a gigantic backlog of stuff that he can't get to because, you know, people come to see us perform. You know, in my case with the Love and Spoonful, you come to our show. The longest show we do is 90 minutes, you know, but it takes me 3 days to do those 90 minutes, you know, and in those 3 days, you know, I'm on airplanes, I'm traveling, I'm doing all this stuff. That's time away from other things that I need to do as well. So musicians that work locally and play, you know, in local venues, you may see them, you know, from 7 to 9 at night or something, but they're loading that car at 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
right.
You know, and they're driving and they're getting to the venue, they're setting up, they're sound checking afterward, they're tearing down. So now, there's, you know, maybe, you know, it might be a good time, you know, really to exhale a little bit, work on songs, you know, that you've been trying to write. You know, certainly there's time to practice. I think it's a great time to maybe take a look at what you're going to do, you know, when this passes. You know, that's the thing that I notice, you know, and I'm starting to notice a shift in this. When you listen to news, you know, when you say you watch CNN, say you watch NBC, Fox News, you know, it's all so panic-ridden, you know. And I think, you know, I don't mean to be cynical or anything, you know, because, you know, it's just a reality. If you're panicked and you have to watch MSNBC every second of the day so you have every minute-to-minute update, you got a big viewership there, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you could sell commercials for that, you know. So, you know, I don't mean to be cynical, you know, but I'm starting to see a shift, you know, now in the you know, the overview of these messages, where they're getting more and more to the point of, look, this is we're doing this to as a preventative measure. You know, you're not going to be quarantined to your house for the rest of your life. You know, the
right.
The restaurant's not going to be closed down forever. You know, the bar will open again. You know. But nobody's thinking about that because everybody's thinking that the sky is falling, you know. And then not to say that this isn't the most serious thing. I mean, you know, I'm 67 years old. I've never seen anything like this in my life, you know.
Right.
So it's certainly something to pay strict attention to. And it's our responsibility, every one of us, to do our part, you know, to try and hold the spread of this down. But it is temporary. So with back to the point of musicians, when this does pass, cabin fever, you know, people are going to want to get out.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
They're going to, you know, so now's a good time to put new songs in your set, you know, revamp stuff, you know, maybe retool your act, you know, advertise, you know, get online, send out messages, you know, that are, you know, maybe write songs, you know, like here's a song that'll make you feel better, you know.
Yeah, put it on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. So there's things like that, you know, that can be done. I don't know if people realize this, but the really sad part, especially for full-time musicians that work locally, is they have no income. They have zero income. And these are all 1099 income streams. So there's no unemployment insurance, you know. There's
right.
no, you know, and most of the musicians I know don't have 3 to 6 months worth of revenue saved up just in case of an emergency, you know.
So how do we help these musicians?
One way it would be to buy their merchandise. You know, if they sell merchandise online, buy their merchandise. If you can, you know, donate to them. You know, maybe some of them have these various, what do you call those?
GoFundMe kind of things.
Yeah.
A campaign, sure.
That kind of stuff, you know. And certainly when they do get back out there, go see them, you know, and spend some money with them and for them so they can recoup. It's a brutally tough thing for a person in that position. You know,
right.
I have a lot of income streams. You know, I do arts learning, social emotional arts learning programs all over the state and parts of the country. I have Universal Music Center, and I perform with the Love and Spoonful. And we got hit as well. You know,
right.
We had a lot of shows canceled, and we don't know. You know, we're looking at starting in June now, you know, end of June, you know, and I'm hoping those come through.
Right.
You know? So it's been a really, really tough year. And I am grateful that for the first time in probably 15 years, we didn't have any cruises booked this year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by
no
this time
kidding,
last year, I would have been on two cruise ships. You
right.
know? So it's a really hard time. You know, I ask, you know, that people understand that about musicians, and not only musicians, you know, but I'm sure like waiters, you know, and there's
yep,
a many,
service
many
industry.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Get paid on a 1099 basis, and those guys are out of work.
Yep.
No income.
Yep. So we need to think about those people, explore venues on how we can help support them during this time. They're saying a few weeks, but it could be a few months, so we just got to plan ahead.
Yeah, let's hope, you know, and go on their websites and see, you know, maybe you can contact them and support them in ways like that, you know.
Yeah,
and,
download their music.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
And wash your hands.
Yes, please, wash
all
your
the
hands.
Time.
Absolutely.
And cough into your elbow.
Well, it is Mike Arturi. He came in the studio today to talk a little bit about how this is affecting musicians and also Universal Music Center. So thank you, Mike.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.